Minecraft made much more difficult back in the Stone Age.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover is the best way to buy and manage domain names. It's simple, honest, and easy to use. For 10% off your first purchase, go to hover.com and enter promo code OMG5. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we're talking about Terra Firma Craft. Terra Firma Craft is a mod for Minecraft created by Biox. This is a complete rethink of Minecraft survival. In real life, you aren't just able to go up to a tree and then punch it for wood. You need to make stone tools, stone axes from the ground and reshape them into primitive tools or use clay to make simple pottery so that you can smelt your own metal tools, just like your Stone Age brethren. And when you move out of the Stone Age, there's a deep, deep metalworking system so you can get metal tools and everything. So here is what you need to survive your first few days in Terra Firma Craft. So I've just loaded up a Terra Firma Craft world, and before we get started, let me show off a little bit of the GUI GUI changes. First, you can see my health bar, and then I have a hunger bar, which is in green, and a water bar, which is in blue. And then below that, you have the normal XP bar. Over here, I have a few different options. Normally, you have your crafting square. Then underneath that is your kind of like what you've leveled up. So normally, I level up architecture first, or agriculture architecture. Architecture is not something that you level up. Next is the time. So it's early summer, Thursday, June in the day will move as days progress. And the climate does change. So if it becomes winter, crops won't grow. That becomes a problem. You need to plan for it. Apparently we're in hour six. Next is your food. So eating a balanced diet does matter. It makes you healthier and gives you higher hit points. So the first thing that you want to do right when you get into Terra Firma Craft is there are these rocks on the ground, and you want to pick up as many rocks on the ground as you can. Whoops, I accidentally hit that grass. The next thing that you want to look for is sticks, and sticks happen to be around trees, so we have spawned into an area without a lot of tree. Oh, good, some sticks. That'll get me started. You want to find sticks just on the ground. It's very simple. They just pop right up off the ground once you punch them just a few times. I don't see any trees, but we're going to start kind of making a pilgrimage this way. When you get rocks, the next thing that you want to do is nap them together. And this is a technique that your Stone Age friends from way back in the day would do. And they'd bang rocks together to chip off sides of them so that you could make other tools. So let's just go ahead. I have enough rocks. You only need two to start. So if I right-click the rocks while they're in my inventory, it brings up this screen. One of the things I can make is a simple knife blade, just like this. Here, I'm getting rid of the other half of this. And then you got one knife blade. You can actually make this more efficiently by just going right up the middle, and you make two knife blades, just like this. So now I have three knife blades. You take these knife blades in your inventory. You just place them in right there and take a stick. And now that makes a knife. Let's go ahead and do that with all of these knife blades. So now we have three knives. What you will use this for is the next thing that you need to start doing, which is all this grass. You need to cut it up, and it will make, I believe this is straw? Yeah, straw from cutting that up. So continue to gather straw and these stones, just like this. This is not normal Minecraft grass. Almost everything in the survival world has changed, but the straw can be used to make thatch later, which is kind of the first primitive building block. And the next thing that I really want to start finding is some trees. But wow, does it look like we have spawned into an area without any trees. So I may have to skip ahead to get, I think I see some trees way over there. So we'll be back in just a second. So we have found some trees after extended times in creative mode. And the first thing we need to do is make an axe to break these down. You can make stone axes just by using this recipe. While we're in this this space, let's go ahead and make a few shovels, or we just a few more tools. So we'll make a shovel head, and we'll also make a javelin spearhead. And each of these, if they look complicated, you will learn them after a while. Not to worry. I'm just going to make a few javelins just in case baddies come my way. And you take these and then place them into your crafting. You only need one stick for basically all of these tools, which I actually kind of like because sticks are hard to come by and very, very useful. So once you've done that, we see this tree right here. Let's go ahead and chop this bad boy down. If you want saplings and sticks from the tree, you actually have to break the leaves before you cut down the entire tree. And just like chopping down a real tree, it does take a while, but it breaks all of them down into these logs. Logs will be very useful later on. One cool tip is that you can just shift right-click them on the ground and creates a log pile. You can open up that log pile and store more logs in them, which is a very fast and efficient way to store all of your logs. Once you pull them all out, the log pile disappears. Next, we still have to cover fire and food, but before we do, we have to thank our wonderful sponsor, Hover. If you have a great idea, you need to secure a great domain name for it. Hover gives you easy-to-use, powerful tools to manage your domain so that anyone can do it. Hover is constantly creating new top-level domain names available to you because a lot of the domain names that you really want are already taken in, say, the .com domain name space. For example, a great new domain name, .club. This domain from Hover is awesome. It's great for any kind of club or social group, sports club, or even a Facebook group. So visit Hover today to register your domain name with maybe .club at the end of it. For 10% off your purchase, go to hover.com and use our promo code OMG5. That'll get you 10% off and let Hover know that we sent you. And we thank Hover for their support of OMG Craft. So now let's talk about fire. So, getting sticks either from the ground or you can break leaves and gather sticks as well. This is also how you got saplings. I mentioned this before. Oh, please, come on. Just get one stick. And leaves act interesting. You can see that they all kind of break. The stick came out of those leaves. You saw it. Everyone saw it. The easy way to start a fire so that you can smelt, you don't really need a smelter or a furnace, is to place two sticks just like this, and you get a fire starter. Basically, you're rubbing two sticks together. That's the idea. And then you take these right here, toss them on the ground, three of them onto the ground, and then use your fire starter on them, and bloop, now you get a fire. Now, inside of this fire, you can use the logs that we got before. And this will keep the fire going over a more extended period of time. Now, what do you do with this fire? If you have any type of food, you need to cook it in here. But also, this is how you make torches, by putting a stick in. You can see that it's catching fire, now it's lit, and now it creates torches. You only put one item in the top of this at any one time. If you try to put more, it just doesn't work. So it is kind of cumbersome to create the torches that you need. But this is also where you would put things like pork, and it easily says catching fire, lit. And same thing with pork. It'll tell you it's getting warm and it's taking a little while, or really any type of meat. Getting food in this game can be a little difficult. Over here, I can see a plant. Unfortunately, I just happen to know from experience this plant is not for eating. This is for making straw. The game is also loading in a few things. So this is, I believe this is, yeah, jute. Jute is for making rope and stuff. So this isn't going to be very helpful for helping me find food. And the game is loading in just a little bit. So the best thing to get your food satiated would be to either find an animal like a pig or a cow and kill it. That will give you lots and lots of meat. The other idea to do is, unfortunately, mushroom stew, I know, won't work in here, is to find berries or other things just on the ground, like carrots or onions or garlic, that sort of thing. Now, my not only am I getting hungry now, I'm about halfway down on hunger, but I'm also getting thirsty. And this water right here seems like, it is great. This is fresh water. Normally, you can tell the difference between fresh water and salt water by cattails growing in it. Unfortunately, just right here, it looks like there are no cattails growing in this water, but my water level is going up. The next thing that I would have to find, not only on top of food and water, but I need to find some clay. And what you use here is some cattails. This is the easiest way to tell which is fresh water and which is salt water. By using this method of jumping into the water to get your, drinking level, your hydration back, is really great, but it's not very portable. And we need to find clay in order to create jugs of water and things of that nature so that we can actually transport our water around. You can easily find clay throughout the world by flowers that will spawn on top of it. And that's what I'm really hoping that I can find here to show that off. And then we'll end this first day inside of Terra Firmacraft. Health doesn't work exactly the same way that it does. Ooh. See these weird stones on the ground? Okay, well, that sound was the dirt underneath me breaking. Every item in Terra Firmacraft does have, or not every item, but most items that you wouldn't expect to have, gravity associated with them, do have gravity in Terra Firmacraft. Well, we can see this with this piece of dirt, which normally in Minecraft would just float, but if we put it in Terra Firmacraft, it falls. So if we come across an overhang, so many baddies. If we come across an overhang, we'll actually fall into it if we stand on it for too long, and you can always hear the ground crumbling beneath you. Now, the stone that I picked up before is really useful later on in game. I am just trying to avoid all these guys here. The stone that I picked up is a type of... get out of here! I meant to grab this whatever this is. I'm forgetting the knife. Look, this might be something. There we go. We got. What did we get from that? Yes, raw poultry. Perfect. We can take that back to our fire, which I'm sure that I'm never going to be able to find again. We got that wasn't grown, so we only got the seeds out of it. But that once again, that rock that we found earlier is a type of a metal, and we can use that metal later on in game to smelt things up. I really expected to find some clay around here, but man, we really need to find some clay. So let me find some clay. Okay, this is the flower that we were looking for, and right underneath it is clay. Clay will work an awful lot like the stones that we did before. Once we click into them, we can sort of nap them and create something. I'll create this vessel. This will help me store items. Then I'll do it again, and this time I'm going to make a water jug. Uh-oh, I can hear a baddie coming at me. Ah, get out of here! Ah, I made my water jug wrong because you're attacking me. Here we go. Let's run away from this zombie. Once you have made these clay objects, they do need to be fired in a pit kiln. Oh, man, and I am so afraid I'm going to die here. And I can't sprint anymore because I don't have any food. This is the worst. Okay, it looks like we've gotten... Oh, no. And, yep, that's probably going to kill me right there. So, because of all the baddies, I'm just going to end it there. But that is sort of a first look at Terra Firmacraft. There's a lot of changes, and in order to make sure that you can stay ahead of them all, this spotlight just couldn't cover how to play the game in its entirety. Make sure that you stop by their wiki if you'd like to know lots and lots of detail about Terra Firmacraft. Thanks so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. If you'd like to catch more, please subscribe to us at youtube.com/OMGCraft. If you'd like to send a spotlight our way so that we can feature it on a show, just like we did Terra Firmacraft, send us some mail at mail@omgcraft.com. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!